This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers and sisters, everyone wants to be successful. I want success, you want success, but what is success? Allah Almighty speaks about this in Surah Al-Mu'minun. It's a surah that Allah has mentioned within the success of the believers. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ So the true success is actually the success of the hereafter. When we say, I want to be successful, many times we tend to mean I want success in this world. And yes, if you're a believer, underlying, you do believe that I would like success in the hereafter as well. We definitely would like both this world and the next. But if you were told to choose one of the two, which one would you choose? Some people would choose the worldly life. A lot of people would choose the worldly life because it is right in front of you and you're in it right now. You want to see a good salary, a good income. You want to live a beautiful life. You want to have a lovely home. You want to have beautiful clothing. But do you realize all this is very temporary? People have left before us and people are leaving right now and we're going to leave very soon. What will happen to all of this success? We called it success. Wow. It lasted 50 years because we got it at 20, that's the earliest probably, and it lasted another 50 years, so 70 years maybe. Subhanallah. Is that really success? Allah Almighty tells us these are just the provisions of this world, but the worldly life is quite deceptive. So, true success for a believer is the success of the hereafter. If Allah were to announce to you that for you is paradise, you have truly succeeded because of the duration of it. The duration of it is eternity, because there will be no time in the hereafter, no time once you enter into paradise. That's it, it's eternal. So Allah speaks about how to achieve the holistic success. You want success both in this world and the next. This is what Allah says. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ He starts off with, successful are the believers, those who concentrate in their prayer, those who are filled with humility in their prayer. They try their best to ensure they're fulfilling it in the correct way. So when you pray, your ultimate success is by achieving humility, concentration, and doing it in the correct way. Why would Allah Almighty start off by this mention of prayer and the quality of the prayer? Because indeed, if you have gotten to the level where the quality of your prayer is very, very high, it would mean that you've dealt with a lot of unnecessary things in your life to be able to concentrate in prayer. It's not easy for you and I, as we work through the day, to pause for a moment and wash ourselves and then pray, while our minds might be wandering left and right. Subhanallah. But if a person knows that they need to minimize unnecessary things in their lives, the concentration in prayer will be much, much better. And this is why Allah Almighty says, "Alladhina hum anil laghwi mu'ridun." He describes who will be able to achieve that concentration in prayer so that they can achieve the success that we're talking about. And he says, they are the ones who give up that which is futile, unnecessary, waste of time. So one is to give up the prohibited. That's our duty, all of us. But to give up something which is not prohibited, but it's a waste of time, that is a great quality. And you achieve goodness as a result of that, and you'll be able to concentrate in prayer. Then the Almighty speaks about zakat. Those who fulfill their zakat, establish their zakat. So zakat, generally, when we use the word, we refer to the charities that are given, or the compulsory portion of our wealth that is given to the poor, or to certain categories of people. But in actual fact, zakat means to grow and to cleanse. So when you cleanse yourself, you grow in spirituality, you start to give. All of this is zakat. How do you cleanse yourself? Well, if you'd like to know, to rid yourself of jealousy, hatred, malice, bad qualities, bad behavior, etc., all that is part of zakat. You will grow in the obedience of Allah Almighty. So Allah Almighty says, well, you need to protect your private parts. الَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاتِ فَاعِلُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. Those who protect their private parts. Yes, Allah has kept a desire in all of us. There is a base desire. You don't just fulfill it the way you want to fulfill it. Bottom line, as a believer, if you believe in Allah, or you believe in revelation, you believe in the faith, Allah Almighty has instructed us to say, we know we created a desire within you. You need to fulfill it only through means that are permissible, through means that we have dictated. Well, what if I cannot do that all my life? Because maybe some people find it difficult to get married. Allah says, bear patience, and for you is paradise. The patience of this world will always be something you will need to endure, be it in marriage or be it in any other aspect of your life. But the successful are those who bear patience until the point that Allah has restored for them what they want, or given them what they want, or has caused them to return to Him in a way that they will never need to bear patience again. Have you noticed, or do you know, there is no sabr in paradise? No one will ever tell you again, bear patience. Whereas on earth, we hear it every so often. So, restraint is required to protect your private parts and to fulfill the desire that you may have, the base desire, in a permissible way when it is facilitated. Up to that point, you should abstain. You should hold back. That is what Allah says. So if there is no permissible way to fulfill your base desire, a true believer will bear patience even if it means up to the point of death. That is considered true success. We cannot just do as we wish, as we want, and think to ourselves, I'm okay to do this, when we call ourselves believers. So this is Allah speaking about success. Then He says, well, those who will protect their private parts would be the ones who are protecting their trust when entrusted. Allah has entrusted you with this faith. Allah has entrusted you with this life. Allah has entrusted you with so much. Are you going to fulfill the trust? When people entrust you with money or with something, Allah requires that you fulfill the trust. So if you are going to fulfill the trust of people, you fulfill the trust of Allah, it will become much easier for you to fulfill the trust of protecting your private parts. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to fulfill the trust at all times. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, well, the one who is going to be able to fulfill the trust is obviously he who is conscious of his duties unto Allah. Right at the beginning, we spoke about the quality of prayer, and now we're mentioning the quantity of prayer. How many prayers are there? 5 prayers a day, compulsory. Thereafter, you may do more, voluntary, from yourself. What would you like to achieve? Once you have fulfilled the 5 daily prayers, you move on to a few extra prayers. You recite the Quran. The recitation of the Quran is an act of worship. You praise the Almighty repeatedly. It's called dhikr, adhkar. That remembrance is an act of worship. So Allah Almighty will help you develop the ability to fulfill your trust when you develop your punctuality with that which Allah has ordained, the prayers and whatever Allah has asked you to do. We ask Allah Almighty really and truly to grant us goodness. In Surah Al-Mu'minun, right at the end in verse number 115, Allah Almighty says, do you think that we have created you just as a pastime in vain? Do you think we've created you with no purpose and that you're not going to return to us? Allah says, you will return to us. Everyone is going to return to us. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ? Do you really think that we have created you purposeless and that you are not going to return to us? We will all return to Allah. We ask Allah for the ultimate success. May He grant us success in this world and the eternal success of the hereafter. May we be patient upon the difficulties that Allah has placed in our lives. And may Allah make it easy for us. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.
كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب.